in the recorder. Ben, we're looking at a kind of a two-sided market here this morning. What's this weather or what's going on?
Yeah, I think the market's a little confused about the weather forecast. We're seeing some cooler temps now. If we're looking at the weather or the preset models here, we have basically kind of a mixed, mixed variations here. The GFS model, a lot wetter. The Euro model, not very confident in the rain. So to me, it looks like it's going to be spotty, very limited, but we're going to see these temperatures reduce a little bit to normal, to a little bit below normal in some of the Midwest. Now, we are seeing some good rains out further west in some of these, more cattle areas as well as wheat areas. So we're getting some beneficial rain out there through Kansas, western Nebraska, eastern Colorado, up into Montana and that. So seeing some relief there, but overall here in the Midwest, the rains are pretty much in question at this point, and we're really in the need of rain here through, I'd say, eastern Nebraska all the way to Ohio, even portions of southern Minnesota and Wisconsin. Just we've missed out on rains, and we're getting into a critical time frame here the next 3 weeks that we're going to need to see some precip to help support the conditions that we currently have or condition ratings that we currently have. Wouldn't be surprised to see them decline a little bit here tonight on that progress report.
Sure. Speaking of that, too, we've got, like our area, we've been getting spotty rains for the last all week, and we're expecting more of the same. So it's kind of the situation of the haves and the have-nots, I guess.
Yeah, it really is, and I think that's why the market's been a little choppy. You know, we've seen these corn tests, you know, that 550 mark got up to 548, and now we've retreated. Soybeans pretty similar, almost got to 1195, and we sat back here. So these midday, evening, morning weather models are going to have a lot of influence on this price here going forward, you know, for the rest of basically the growing season, I'd say. And then, you know, on the outsides overnight or Sunday night, we had OPEC basically stating that they're going to cut production. Saudi Arabia particularly going to cut 1 million barrels a day. So that leans supportive, too. So wouldn't be surprised, you know, to see corn and beans turn back around to positive by the end of the day, especially if the forecast is dry.
Sure. Livestock side, what's going on there?
A little choppiness. I think we had a great week in cattle last week, very strong cash market. Futures responded to that. Stock market, you know, gained a lot of value last week with a good jobs report at the end of the week. So that all lended some support. It looks like we got a little back and fill. The market's a little confused about the forecast as well. But they put a lot of good, you know, a lot of premium in the price there of cattle, and it looks like it's going to stay a little bit here. We still dealing with a lot of low inventories, and as we see these rains through cattle country, heifer retention is going to go up, which is going to limit the cattle into the feedlots and slaughter. So, you know, that's a bullish factor going forward here for the next several months as well. So, cattle seem to be well supported here. Now on the hogs, that market is obviously going to be pretty tricky. We did see a reversal last week. That is holding with the high price of cattle. Maybe we see some of that demand shift over pork. So we might have seen some lows last week put in those hogs, but they are still a little bit mixed. June hogs down about a buck while the D's are unchanged. So a little, like I said, softer tone to a little bit more mixed tone there for livestock today.
Okay. We've got a WASD here at the end of the week. Is that going to be a big deal or not?
Yeah, that is going to be a big deal. We'll get updated South America production, Brazil second crop corn production. Our production numbers as well will be updated. Demand, whole crop demand, they should move some of those numbers around too. Crush has been really good for beans. Exports have been a little softer across the board, corn, beans, and wheat. We've seen some cancellations, obviously, from China on corn, shifting their purchases down to Brazil just because of the price there. They're willing to take that hit on canceling U.S. corn. They're making it up on the basis down there by buying Brazil corn. So that may be another thing, too, to keep an eye on. Brazil's set crop corn harvest is right ahead of us. They're going to have to unload it. They have a lot of beans in storage. It looks like very limited storage. So they are going to have to unload some of this corn at harvest. That could dampen the corn rally, even if we have bullish weather.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else we should be aware of or talking about?
The crude market. I just touched on the OPEC production cuts. It sounds like Saudi Arabia and OPEC are not happy with 70 low 70s, high 60 oil, so that they are willing to cut production, and some deficits may materialize down the road here. So these are longer term cuts too, is what they're talking about. You know, not just a 6 month cut, but possibly a 1 to 2 year cut is what they're talking about here. So that is something to watch down the road, is this oil production situation.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Appreciate it, Ben. Thank you much.
Yep. No problem.
See you. Yep. Bye-bye.